Welcome to the NCCHC podcast. I'm Alvin Capitaco. My co-host, Leslie Walcott, and I recently interviewed Penny Washington, the now retired CEO of Advanced Community Health, who talks to us about her career in healthcare as well as leadership and mentorship in the community health center movement.
I joined Advanced Community Health in 1996 as Chief Operating Officer and then became the CEO in 1998. How I got into healthcare, always very interested in healthcare. My next door neighbor, Dr. Samuel Rogers, who is one of the leading people in the FQHC world, was my next door neighbor growing up in Kansas City, Missouri, and he was a physician. He is passed now. Went back to school at the University of Michigan, my alma mater. He was a OBGYN in Kansas City for years and years and years, decided to go back into public health, went to the University of Michigan to get his master's in public health. And I had always been following his career. I originally thought I wanted to be a physician. He came back and what he said to me when he received his master's was that he wanted to make a larger impact on the world in healthcare, larger than being a physician. And that's why he went back to the School of Public Health. And so I basically started out at the University of Michigan thinking that I wanted to be a physician, decided along the way that I wanted to go to the School of Public Health and get my master's. And it's all about that. I started in hospital industry, large healthcare systems, hospital systems in Michigan for the first 8 years of my career, then moved here. And when I moved to North Carolina, I got a job to the North Carolina Office of Rural Health with Jim Bernstein, who was a mentor to me and so influential in this area. And it was really the first time I found my passion. Hospital industry, it's a place to grow and learn. Being out in rural North Carolina, really understanding poverty, access to healthcare, the lack of access to healthcare, really made me realize what was important to me. And along the way, that's what made me decide to come to Advanced Community Health.
As a woman leader here in Raleigh, what do you think inspires or could inspire young North Carolina girls, especially Black and Brown girls, to pursue their dreams?
Believe that you can do anything. The gift that my parents gave me, my parents had four daughters, no sons, and both my parents were business people. And they taught us from when we were very young that you're going to have to make sacrifices. You're going to have to work hard. But if there's something you want, you pursue it, you give it your all, and you don't whine about it. You don't complain about it. You just keep working at it. And I truly believe that. You will have a lot of knocks in your career. If you fall, you get back up, you wipe yourself off and keep on going. But even at the level of CEO, it is not always easy to be the woman in the room, and it's not always easy to be the Black woman in the room. I have been underestimated so much in my career. I have been looked over so much in my career, and I never gave up and continued to pursue. So that is absolutely what I believe in and what I want to see for other young people. But there's also something I was taught as a leader, and that was to always work with people and mentor people. And I absolutely believe in mentoring, in giving time to young people who want to talk about careers, who want to get a reference letter. I very much believe in reference letters for young people coming up, or reference letters. I've written so many for people to get into master's program or into med school. It's not even funny. I very much believe in bringing up the next generation and the one after that.
How do you strike the careful balance between training leaders to go out in the world and maintaining the good staff that you have at Advance? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know exactly. So the reality is I try to give as much advice and input when a person works here, but the people that I have given the most to are people who have left here. And those are the ones that I have followed their careers year after year after year. And I'm very proud that some of the people that I started with, I've had a lot of interns from schools of public health over the years, and they have become some phenomenal leaders. So just the 2 years of an internship, in some cases, a summer internship, I will say to people, keep calling, keep asking me for reference letters, all of that. So I believe that if a person is going to pursue their dreams, I'm there to help them, not to keep them, not to stifle them. And then I watch them grow. And there's some phenomenal people out there that I had an opportunity to spend some time with.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, in closing, we had a couple questions about advice you have for other people. So the first is for your fellow CEOs of North Carolina Community Health Centers. What would you have to say to them as you retire? Advice or parting words or anything?
The most wisdom I have received in this job has been from other CEOs of FQHCs. And I would say, use the leadership and mentorship of the other CEOs. There are some smart people out there among the CEOs at FQHCs. Ask questions, even if they're stupid questions. Ask, because I have gotten so much from my fellow CEOs, COOs, and in some cases, positions of all levels. When I've called a CEO and said, can I talk to your pharmacy director? I just have some questions. There's some phenomenal pharmacy directors and directors of behavioral health, et cetera. And oh my God, directors of human resources, directors of nursing. I could keep going on and on and on. They're out there, and I get a lot of wisdom from other people. There's a standing joke in my organization. So there are three things I always say. The standing joke in this organization is, what would other FQHCs do? So we'll be talking about something and they'll say, my senior team will say, you know what Penny's going to say next. What would other FQHCs do? Call them and ask them. We get a lot of guidance from other people, and I'm so appreciative.